Rich Burgi has been working since he was a boy. The 75-year-old property manager says he'll do it until he can't anymore.
I've joked about someday they'll find me face down in one of my homes I take care of.
Burgi, who enjoys his job, says he always knew he'd keep working past retirement age. What he didn't know was that he wouldn't have a choice. A family tragedy kept Burgi out of work for a year and left him raising two grandchildren. Other financial hardships followed, including three open heart surgeries for his wife.
To start with, we planned to retire and had money put away. But when these things came into our lives that we didn't expect, it kind of ate things up. You never know what's going to happen, what's going to happen in your life. You just don't know. And it's good to have a reserve just in case.
A growing number of seniors across the country are spending their golden years working. Burgi says he's luckier than most.
Most of the people at my age don't have quite the energy that I have. And that's, I just was talking to one on the phone this morning, exactly the same age as I am, pretty crippled up and can't do a whole lot. He's pretty much doesn't have any money. So he has to live on his Social Security, which makes it very, very difficult.
Seniors leaving retirement to re-enter the workforce may find job hunting challenging. Marty Ames is director of the Pitkin County Senior Center.
It is harder, as you get older, to find the work for which you trained or that you've done in the past. The farther you are from your, from your education or the last time you maybe did some training, the more technology maybe grows, and you may not be involved in that part of it. Of computers or of changes in technology that help you keep up. So it does get tougher.
Ames says employees aren't always willing to look at the positives an older employee can bring to the workplace.
It's something that employers could look at as a very positive thing, to be able to look, especially within their businesses, to say, where could I put a highly experienced, maybe socially experienced, someone with a different kind of experience from a young person. It would be great if employers could think in that way and say, this would be a great job for someone with more mature with more life experience.
66-year-old Patricia Overton agrees. Overton worked various jobs in hotels and ski shops after moving to Aspen in the early 70s, but quit working when she had her children. Then, a divorce and a series of financial setbacks left Overton job hunting after being out of the workforce for nearly 20 years.
Any of the places where, you're an upfront person, they want younger people. There's so many jobs I can't get. It's very difficult for people to hire you, unless you're working with another elderly person and you're younger than them. Then they see you as somebody that could do things.
Without computer skills, Overton's options were limited.
Yeah, if I could have kept in something part-time or whatever, but I had married a man that I didn't really need to work. So it was a gift to be able to just be a mother. But I didn't see what was heading for me. And I wasn't trained in that at my age. We didn't train women in looking ahead to know you can always take care of yourself.
Today, Overton earns money doing odd jobs like cooking, cleaning, and running errands, mostly for other seniors. She also rents out both bedrooms in her home, but rising condo community fees have left her uncertain how much longer she'll be able to stay. Many of her friends have already left Aspen for more affordable housing options.
We've held this town together as far as volunteering and being here all these years, but then when it comes time for that to come back for us, it's gone to the younger people, and that bothers me.
And Glenwood Springs resident Rich Burgi believes young folks in the Roaring Fork Valley could find themselves in the same situation, unless they plan their futures more carefully than he did.
If I knew what I knew now when I was 20 years old, I would probably live in one of these Aspen houses. But we have to learn, and I think life is a learning process.
For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Rebecca Kruth.